Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, check in daily all three channels. Make sure you subscribe. Have the little bell clicked as well. And, there's a lot going on. And we are seriously moving deeper into the financial crisis. The U.S. Federal Reserve calls for an expedited meeting Monday, March 13th. Expedited meeting, guys. You know, it might not be the rolling Armageddon of economic crisis. It still might take a little time for this to progress. Yet, I don't think there's a lot of time to waste in, again, getting ourselves as prepared as we can be. And that's different for everybody. You know, it's completely different for everybody. And, you know, the thing that amazes me still is when we do have casual talks with all different people. And, you know, some very, very awake, others just starting to wake up. I think there's this deniability factor where a lot of people just don't want to face what we're facing. They just don't want to. They want to just go to bed and wake up and we're back in, you know, 2018 or something, you know, 2017, 2016, before all the chaos has been escalating, and certainly since the chaos of the plague upon the land. Because, you know, we are undeniably in a period of incredible rapid change. And as we've been sharing with you, this year, 2023, is going to be all about, when we did our very first video for this year, expect more of the same, but in increasing intensity and escalating constantly all year. And that's exactly what we have.
You know, what I was getting a feel for this situation yesterday was I was given a vision of someone learning how to drive a stick shift for the very first time. And you have those really jerky things going on with your vehicle, and it's really not smooth. It's jerky. It's difficult. Sometimes the vehicle dies. And that's the vision I'm getting for this right now with what we're going through. So there's going to be times that are very scary. There's going to be times when, you know, you're trying like heck to get the gas pedal and the clutch to work properly. But we all have choices when we move through this. There's going to be things that people want to do, maybe change their lives for the better, and they're going to have that opportunity. So don't lose any hope at all. Just keep your eye on the ball. We are major manifestors, and we'll get through it.
Absolutely. As the House voted 419-0 on a bill that requires Director of National Intelligence to declassify all information as to the origins of the plague upon the land, the bill now requires 46's signature. Will it get it? That's the bottom line. Will it get it? Or is this, you know, I'm always looking at different triggers that can be used to create more dissension, to create more division, to create more tension and conflict. Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? When does the House ever vote 419-0? It never votes 419-0. Never. Not that I know of. I mean, maybe they have in the past, you know, still. Can you imagine if 46 refused to sign the chaos? But, oh, we have other pressing things going on. The Bank of London is considering a rescue bid for the UK arm of the Silicon Valley Bank. Indication of things to come. Will the contagion be limited to this weekend? This could fizzle out, and then we could have the big one come, say, September or October, as that would be more in line with what, I had been expecting. It does really, truly feel that they're moving faster than we expected, honestly, in some ways, because truly what we expected was to see the war on our soil here in the U.S., which would also include NATO's soil, come around June of next year. but it does feel like that's all accelerating. And the complete shift over to the global digital currency and all, that can't really happen completely until after the war, because it's after everything has been destroyed that it gets rebuilt. Now, this record bank run drained a quarter, or 42 billion of SVB's deposits in hours, leaving it with negative 1 billion in cash. Again, you got to realize, you put your money into a bank, you know, it's not there. It's not there. Most banks only have a small fraction of what's on the ledger on hand. In other words, again, yes, the whole banking system is one gigantic Ponzi scheme. It's one big deception. And people were caught out in 1929 when the, you know, crash happened. And they went and said, you know, George, hey, George, you remember, we put our life savings in, all $814, we need it out now. You know, things are looking tough. Oh, we don't have your money. I put it in your hands for good safekeeping. What do you mean you don't have our money? Oh, we don't have your money. No. I mean, this is exactly what's going to be happening here. And so, again, we have to kind of diversify. Not all the banks are going to go down. In fact, the ones that don't go down might be the biggest ones from China. Just let's put it that way. But again, what do they get rid of? They get rid of, you know, the mom and pops. They get rid of the small ones. And, you know, everything gets centralized into one bigger system. China orders to sell its U.S. treasuries at its fastest pace. Meanwhile, the People's Bank of China has added over 102 tons of gold in 4 months. In an attempt to limit counterparty risk in the conflict with the U.S. over Taiwan. Well, yeah, again, like we were saying, you know, if we had more money to invest, it would be in gold and silver, absolutely, or land itself. And before that, making sure that you have, you know, a couple years. I do think the next 2 to 3 years are going to be the toughest ones we're going to face. These are going to be the toughest. We're in the thick of this. 2024, 2025 is going to just, it's going to be off the charts compared to what we've seen so far. And this is what we have to be prepared for. We have to ride through that storm as best as possible. With China selling off their U.S. treasuries, that tells you war is imminent. This is what has to be done. This is the final part, is the disassociating of the parties from each other before the conflict comes out in earnest. And, you know, this is something that I'm on record talking about back in 2017, 2018. When you see this happening, then you know it's very, very close. Clearly, China is trying to limit their risk in a conflict. Yeah, absolutely. Because if, you know, again, if you go to war, you know, if Dick goes to war with Joe over there, and Joe's holding on to some of his most, you know, valuable possessions, do you think he's going to get it back? No, of course not. And while these wars are manipulated from the top, they're very real. Banking sectors feeling the pain. 4 largest banks lost a collective $47 billion in valuation. The reality is, again, even the elite don't truly care about any of these. You know, while Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup have been around, it feels like forever, in some way, shape, or form, like they are the rocks upon which the whole Babylonian money system is built. These rocks are disposable. They are. They're disposable. Again, the corporations are just shields for the humans and other types of entities that are manipulating everything behind the scenes. They don't care if JP Morgan Chase doesn't exist in the future. No, they've already secured the next step. The world's 100 largest banks. Okay, that's curious, guys. Are we still taping? Yeah, they don't see, they don't want that. That's a cue. All right, that was a LCIA-FBI cue that this is revealing a little bit too much. Yeah, when you look to the biggest banks in the world right now, who's the biggest? It's not anywhere in the U.S. Industrial Commercial Bank of China Limited, that's number one. China Construction Bank Corp, that's number two. Agricultural Bank of China, number three. Bank of China Limited, number four. Then we get to JP Morgan Chase. The power structure's already shifted. They could watch the U.S. and NATO go up in flames, and this is part of what they intend to do. They've shifted power already. It's just a matter of them, blowing a little O2 on the fire. And it's basically, it's all over but the schniveling, as Cindy would say. So USDC, what is USD coin? It's a digital currency fully backed by the US dollar assets. It's a tokenized US dollar with a value of one USDC coin pegged to the value of one US dollar. And again, when we look to all the signs, you can see this just jumped off the cliff, So this is again showing us that the bailing, the boat sinking, they're not planning on bailing this boat out. This boat they're watching going down to the bottom. And it was interesting too, because that was the vision the guides were giving me this morning, is of a shipwreck. I was seeing a shipwreck, ocean and just like wood, and the feeling that there might be a few people clinging on here and there. Stablecoin USDC faces $3.3 billion exposure to Silicon Valley Bank. I wouldn't trust anything that you couldn't have in your hand. And then again, you got to be able to keep it in your hand, if you understand that as well. Russia's Wagner goes on recruiting blitz, opening centers in 42 cities. And in fact, the head of the Wagner Group, which these are nothing but just, swords for hire, guns for hire in this day, that has a practice of recruiting from prisons, often sending violent convicts to the front lines in return for promising them freedom. And the head of Wagner Group was talking about running for the president of Ukraine next year. What does that tell you? Where do you think things are going to be next year? And who wants to face those type of people anywhere that they're pulling from prisons, some of the most violent people? This is what you have in war. Again, it's a feeding frenzy for piranhas and sharks. The Saudis want civilian nuclear program in exchange for normalization with Israel. Now, we just talked about peace with Iran. And there was a comment that somebody was talking about the Mabus quatrain and saying that was Saddam put up backwards. No, it's not Saddam. Mabus is not Saddam. Nothing happened. And that never really felt right. Well, not that nothing happened. Yes, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Iraqis, Afghanis, Syrians have lost their lives, absolutely, in these wars that started after 9/11. But what we're talking about is something much, much, much bigger than that even. Much, much, much bigger than that even. And we're very, very close. Now, some had thought that Mabus is Ma Bush. And so when Barbara Bush dies, they figured it would come. Now, that didn't happen either. But the energy of this prince does kind of fit that energy. Does kind of fit that energy. And we were talking about Saudi Arabia and Iran coming to an agreement brokered by China. By the way, Saudi Arabia has, jumped off the U.S. NATO bandwagon and has jumped on board with China. And now we're talking about some sort of normalization, maybe a peace agreement with Israel. Interesting times we have indeed. We are very, very close. Very, very close to that all-out conflagration. Here we see in the Netherlands, the army is in place. We are all farmers now. Yeah. You know, you have that irresistible force, immovable object. What's going to happen? It's probably going to be pretty tense, to say the least. As we see, the Dutch know how to protest. Crazy many people here standing for freedom and more on the way. And then when we look to Gay Paris, you can see it's on fire, and a lot of them are not there. You don't find this all over the mainstream media. Oh no, they're very unhappy. And you know, again, there's a lot more intensity going on in Paris right now and in France right now. Yeah, Macron's days are going to be numbered. You know, this is pretty obvious, but then again, he's just another actor. He's just another actor with Justin and with Zelensky, you know, and Newsom. These guys, you know, just put all four of them together. I mean, it's like we're looking at Ben Stiller and his crew.
I know. You know, I'm looking at these things, looking at the Dutch, looking at these people really pushing back. And we never, ever, ever advocate being destructive at all. But seeing people stand for what's most important to them is really good. And we can send our energy out to give them support. But again, I don't advocate destruction of anything at all. I think one of the things that we do, we tend to look at battles as it's only in the 3D. When the entities that we are dealing with, they're looking at it in 3D, 4D. So they're doing their little rituals, they're doing their magic, they're doing this thing to help give them momentum. And we forget ourselves how powerful we are in a higher dimension too. So this is not just a battle on 3D at all. This is a battle, an energetic battle, because when we all put our energies together and push back as a collective, wanting our sovereignty and our freedom, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think that's the huge misunderstanding of everything. It's not just on the 3D at all.
No, absolutely. You know, and there was a comment from somebody that must be relatively new to the channel, or just looking at us from what we put on Evolutionary and haven't gone over to EE Arts or Heart's Home, and saying, you guys seem so smart at times, but sometimes you just seem crazy, you know, with some of the things you come out with. How could you contact Nostradamus? And how could you? Well, you know, that's obviously, you know, again, it's part of the programming. It's part of the programming. You know, you're taught things like, well, you know, hey, when somebody's dead, you can never communicate with them anymore. That's just not the case. You know, a lot of people will remember Jonathan Edwards, Sylvia Brown, other, you know, psychics like that. Well, everybody is that way when we're in a different age. We're heading into another age. You know, so telepathic communication with beings that are no longer in bodies is not just, you know, a reality. It's common when we're out of this age. It's only in this age when, again, we're eating GMO foods, we're on big FARMA, we're drinking fluoridated water. Everything about our society is toxic. Our belief systems are locked in stone, and they are totally given to us by the controllers to have a limited frame of mind on what really is real and what isn't real. Well, it's all burning to the ground now, and it is going to all burn to the ground. This is part of what has to happen in order to bring in something new. You know, you again, you can't fill up a bowl that's already full of water. The bowl has to be dumped out. You know, all the, you know, religious, all the political, all the indoctrination in the medical system, all these things, all of it has to be purged from your mind before you can accept that there is a different reality out there. It's all been a bunch of lies and illusions. And, you know, that is something that can be earth shaking to people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very highly disturbing when you do something in your life and you're doing it exactly like the so-called professionals told you to do. You put your life, your whole being into something, and it falls apart and it didn't work. Well, now you have to start asking questions. I think a lot of people are still stuck in a place where we've been so spoon-fed that we think there's only this option or that option. And if you take those two options off the table, there it's like blank. Well, I don't know what else could there be, because we've never been taught anything. We've never been taught to go further within. That's not the common teaching, because that teaching is what can make us really excel. Remember, the controllers only teach us what is going to be advantageous for them, to make sure that they keep their palaces in order, make sure they can make all their payments and they have all this cushion. It's not for us. It's not for us at all. And this is what the Great Awakening is about. The illusion is dissipating. It's dissipating. And now is our chance to step in and create what we do want, because we now know what we don't want.
Absolutely. They always want to get you in a box. And, you know, we're not Democrats. We're certainly not, you know, Republicans either, really. We're not capitalists, but we're not communists. We're not socialists. We're not anything in this system, because the entirety of the system, with all the choices, they want you to, you know, accept one and check a box and jump in that box. No, screw you. You know, we don't believe in your system. Your entire system is just based on lies. And, you know, the screw you is to the power brokers, of course, guys. New York City, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. I mean, what are we seeing? We're seeing absolute deterioration. And we could blame it totally on the left, but then at the same time, you know, the wars that have been promulgated by both the left and the right, you know, we have the neocons as well. You know, it's all part of this system that is all about destruction and misery, so that, you know, basically these beings that you can't even necessarily see have some food to feed off of. Human suffering, human misery. Oh, anything that they promise, you gotta know, anything that they promise is going to end up like that. 20-minute city, 10-minute city, 5-minute city, 1-minute city. Yeah, that's your reality right there. And people understand it instinctively. They're talking prison planet. This is exact, and it's been a prison planet. We've been imprisoned in their belief systems. But get your rest, because things are going to change.
Isn't that just the cutest thing? The kitty found the sweetest, fluffiest pillow in the house, and he's sleeping. We need to find good spaces for our souls and ourselves too, because it's not going to be an easy run. It's not supposed to be an easy run. But we are needing to realize who we are at this time. When humans figure out how powerful they are, then the whole house of cards, it crumbles. It just crumbles. So working together, I think, is really where it's at.
Absolutely. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you in these times. You know, again, look deeper. Think about everything that you need to do in your own life to prepare for these times, and try to become as self-sufficient as possible. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.